You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I have something in my throat there. You know what it is? It's gelato.
I was going to say, is it gelato?
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having a little gelato. It's a Thursday night. It's the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and I'm in casual mode. It's like basically casual Friday. Just having some gelato. It's good stuff. You know what? And it should be like happy gelato because they're open again. But this weather, I'm telling you, I've about had it. I almost woke up this morning and I was going to take a walk. And then I go out in my living room and it's raining. And I just wanted to crawl in bed. I wanted to crawl back in bed and do the show from bed. That's what the mood I'm in. Like, this has been like the suckiest spring that I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was wearing shorts, you know, and I was sad when I had to put pants on again today.
You were sad. You had a sniffle while you were putting your pants on.
Exactly.
No, but you're kind of winter shorts guy anyway, to a degree.
This is getting, you know, it's the rain's hitting your legs then. It's kind of cold. And
get your leg hair all wet.
Exactly.
It's a bad look all the way around, even in downtown Green Bay. It's fantastic. This is fun, folks. We have a great show tonight. It is great to be on the air talking with all of you, building a community here through entertainment, through movies and TV and music and comedy. Let's connect here tonight and really get this thing done because we want to go into the weekend feeling good. There's some great movies out there. There's some big movies opening this weekend and lots to watch on TV. If the weather is going to be like this, I say, I'm going to stay in and watch TV. Checkmate, Mother Nature. That's what I say. So we'll cover all this kind of stuff tonight. In fact, it's Thursday, and that means there's going to be a popcorn pick of the week.
Yeah.
A new pick that you can check out this weekend. And making that pick will be my pal, Dobie Maxwell. He is a Wisconsin-based comedian. He's an author. He did radio for years. This guy is a show business, just a workhorse. And hilariously funny. He'll be here at 6:30. We'll talk to Dobie. We'll get his popcorn pick of the week. He has a new comedy special he wants to talk about. We'll certainly bring that up as well. And then at 7:20, my pal Jim Healy from Jim is one of the program directors at UW Cinematheque and the Wisconsin Film Festival. And the word cinephile gets thrown around a lot. Jim is an absolute cinephile. Like, he is. A couple years ago on Facebook, he posted that he watched almost 800 movies in 1 year. Now, he has to do that to some extent for the Wisconsin Film Festival, but he's just a movie buff, and he is very knowledgeable and really fun to talk to about film. So we'll do that. We'll dabble into a little Gene Hackman at 7:20, maybe some Michael Mann on the heels of our conversation last night with Mike Schmidt. Maybe we'll touch on David Lynch and he'll tell us what he's been watching, too. I know he saw Sinners. Have you seen Sinners?
I have not seen any of the big releases yet. You know, I want to go see that and Thunderbolts.
Yeah, Thunderbolts reviewed well. It got, like, high 80s on Rotten Tomatoes. But I feel like they kind of grade Marvel movies a little differently.
I feel like they just did not like Marvel movies, the critics. Kind of put bad reviews on them most of the time.
Yeah, but I mean, what are the, I mean, the one with
I'll admit the Captain America movie that came out was bad.
Anthony
so that
Mackie.
One deserved it, but
and that, you know what, Conrad, that I want to say, if I remember correctly, got about a 50% on Rotten Tomato. And that's not panning it. It's just not fresh, but it's not like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, it got good reviews, but Sinners is like crushing. Like, typically, folks, when a movie opens big, and let's say it makes $100 million at the box office. If the next week it makes like $40 million or $50 million, that's still considered a healthy gate and not huge drop-off. And especially in the horror genre, which Sinners is in that realm, There's an even bigger drop-off typically. Well, Sinners set a record last weekend. It made like $45 million its opening week, and it only dropped off 6% in its second week. So that is insane, crazy word of mouth. And it's a vampire film, and Ryan Coogler just has a magic touch. Everything that guy makes, whether it's Creed or Black Panther, he's got it. He's a very good filmmaker. So I'm very excited to see Sinners. I'll probably see Thunderbolts at some point, but I have to say Sinners is probably first on my list. And I haven't seen a good vampire film in a while, so I'll probably check that out.
You know, the last good vampire movie was Renfield.
You're joking. What is Renfield like?
That's the Nick Cage
spacing
movie.
Spacing out. Oh, dear God.
The Nick Cage with, I can't think of his name. Let me go to the Google quick.
Yeah, go to the Google. I kind of remember that, but I don't really remember that. There is a new Nick Cage film opening this weekend, too, called The Surfer. He takes his son back to surf where he surfed as a kid, and as it turns out, it's been taken over by tough guy surfers. And you might be laughing at that, the idea of tough guy surfers, because I did, too. When I lived in L.A., I kind of laughed when somebody alluded to the fact that surfers were tough guys, because on the surface, at least, they don't seem like that. They just seem like chill and riding waves, but they're extremely territorial. And that was news to me. That was an education. So this movie, The Surfer, I think it looks pretty good, and it got good reviews. So I'll probably check that out, too. So Sinners and Surfer, I think, are on my list.
So it was Nicholas Holt.
Oh, Nicholas Holt. Oh, he's all over the place.
Yeah, he was Renfield's, like,
he played his
assistant
son.
Or something that. And, yeah. So, it was a good movie, though. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie.
I got a Rotten Tomato that, because I remember that being out, but not seeing it, or...
You know, on Google users, 72% like this movie.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Here, 58.
58 on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. That's not awful. So, lots to watch, especially if we're going to have crummy weather. I know Sunday is supposed to be like 60 and sunny, so that'll be fun. But we had a couple of texts come in overnight from our pal Bud, who listens between 4 and 6 when he's tossing papers out of his van. I think that's how he described his gig. But these came in very early, 4:27 a.m. Very admirable, Bud. Bud does more between 4 and 5 a.m. than most of us do all day. And hopefully he wasn't getting rained on this morning. He says, Pete Schwabba, man who can fart in any key. Ha! Love your show. Bud from Janesville. Boy, I already regret bringing up that fart walk thing last night. I went there, and I haven't really gone there with the show, but it was so silly to make the term is, go have a fart walk. Get rid of the, it's supposed to be healthy. And you just don't need to make it clinical. It's like, you got to rip one, go outside and be a gentleman. We don't need to give it a name or a title for medicinal purposes.
A gentleman's walk?
Gentleman's walk. That's great. I love it. Bud texted us again. He says, hey, Pete, in my pocket, that was last night's question of the night, what's in your pocket? A beer bottle cap and my car keys. Probably not a good combination. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. But you know what? At that hour, I'm not encouraging anybody to drink and drive, but I don't know. Just make sure the papers get to where they need to get to, Bud. And thank you for listening, and thank you for the text, buddy. Great to hear from you. Ed in Madison says, keep up the good work. You are awesome. That might have been meant for Maggie, though. I don't know, because it came in right as we were going on the air. And then Brian from Green Bay, that's the 920, says, okay, Yoko, doing the show from bed. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm not above that, Brian. If this weather continues, I will find a way to do Nightlight from my comfortable, warm bed, because this is getting ridiculous. I don't blame you, Brian, but I'm not saying you're innocent either. All right, that catches us up, but I think we should get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite or least favorite emoji? We are just the emoji culture. Even in business emails now, people put an emoji at the end of something. And that fascinates me. I remember as early as 2009, 2010, whatever, if another man sent me a smiley face, I felt weird. I wasn't comfortable with that. But now, look at me. I'm Mr. Emoji. Laughy face. Thumbs up. Disco guy. I'm like, so I've totally become part of the culture. I've embraced emojis, but I don't know how I feel about it. So what is your favorite or least favorite emoji? We're letting you go two ways here. You can go both ways. Or you can pick a lane and tell us your favorite or your least favorite emoji. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. Very easy to use. How great is the Civic Media app, Conrad?
It's great.
I mean, rarely, this is going to sound like I'm blowing smoke, but sometimes when I'm out with my friends having a beer, I'll just talk about how great the Civic Media app is.
You know, you just download it, you click on the station.
It's that simple.
And guess what? You can just click the text button. It gives you the number right there. Text in.
No excuses.
So easy.
Get to it. Or if you're listening on the stream or watching on the stream, I should say, at X, Facebook, or YouTube, send us a message there. We will read it on the radio. What is your favorite or least favorite emoji? Do you have one?
You know, do you want me to be serious here?
I don't care.
I like the middle finger emoji.
Really?
Send it to all my friends all the time.
You know what? I went through a phase a few months ago where I had seen one too many people flipping off the camera and posting it on social media. I'm like, enough. This is stupid. Like, okay, you're a rebel. I get it. Relax, easy rider. But then I found a picture. I was going through an old bin of pictures, trying to find my light blue tux picture for when Mike Strela was here. And I couldn't find it, but I found a picture of me in college with another guy, and we were both flipping off the camera. So I am a total hypocrite. I admit that. So, but I think where I was going was, I think it's funnier in emoji form. It's a funny looking emoji.
It is. And I'll say this with the, you know, flipping off the camera. It's funny when you just are scrolling on like Facebook or something and that's what comes up. Like, did you really have to share that to?
Right. You didn't need to post that.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Oh, well, you're not breaking new ground.
I will say it. Probably the most used one though is the laughing one. I send it when things aren't even that funny. Right. Just to make them feel better.
Ellen DeGeneres used to do a great joke about how people would put in parentheses, ha ha, after they wrote something. Like, you wouldn't have figured it out. If you have to say ha ha, it's probably not that great a joke to begin with. But yeah, I totally get that. So that's what we're talking about tonight, folks. That's our question. What is your favorite or least favorite emoji? Feel free to chime in and we will read your text on the radio. That's always fun. I'm already anticipating what Bud is going to say at 4:30 in the morning or what. Where his head will be.
The newspaper.
When it comes to the newspaper emojis. Exactly. I read this in our favorite hard news website, Puberty.
Here we go.
65% of people say they're afraid of phone calls.
You know, honestly, I don't answer phone calls that I don't know.
I don't either.
Obviously, they're trying to sell you something or whatever.
But I'm not afraid. Are you afraid to answer?
Yeah. What if they tell me something and then I believe it?
You don't trust yourself.
I had one time that said, I think I was around, I don't know, 17 or something around there. And said I was in debt. I was like, what? I'm in debt?
How do they know that?
They don't.
Who is this?
They're trying to get money.
All right. So that's what we're talking about, folks. What is your favorite or least favorite emoji? That's tonight's question of the night. It is a popcorn pick Thursday night. Dobie Maxwell will be here making that. And Jim Healy and I will talk great directors in the second hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll continue with this after the break, this hate picking up phone calls. I think I'm with you. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shiny, happy people.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I tried to time that last bite of gelato with the end of the break, and it didn't really work out very well. I got got one of those headaches now. Hey, it's Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you with me on this rainy, horrible, miserable spring day in Wisconsin. I know I'm usually like a pretty positive guy, but I've really had it. I'm done with this weather. And we were talking about during the break, and I probably should have brought this up on Monday, but it completely slipped my mind. Shedeur Sanders. Oh, we got a phone call. Okay. Conrad's like, it's very similar to like when I get to a punchline when I'm with a table full of people. And right as I'm about to say the punchline, the waitress walks up and I have to restart the whole story. So was that for me?
Just had to do I have to take some tools to the
Oh, and we got problems with the phone again? I'm just going to eat yogurt all night. Or gelato, sorry. All right, our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite or least favorite emoji? Ed from Madison says, you're awesome too, but yes, that was for Maggie. That's all right, Ed. Maggie is awesome. I kind of figured that, but I just thought it was good to read a positive text, regardless of who it was directed to. Lori from Hayward says, favorite ones. Lori from Hayward. I don't see emojis, though, do you?
If you scroll down, there's some emojis there.
That's kind of a funny one. It's the happy face with one eye closed and the tongue out. Now, whoever designed that is really doing a deep dive, because I don't think anyone's ever made that face. Like, most emojis are based on a face, a smile, tears coming down, whatever. This is interesting, Lori, because I've never seen an actual person make that face.
You know, it is... I think most emojis aren't actually based on. It's like something you wish you could do, but you can't.
You don't think there's a bunch of guys in lab coats getting people to make faces and doing scientific research?
Yeah, this is clinical now.
Could be. It's like the fart walk. There we go. That's the one I like. And then she sent another one. Lori sent another one with a tongue sticking out and eyes like going all googly. That's a funny one.
I think that looks like a dog.
The tongue out one?
Yeah, the tongue out with the sad eyes kind of thing.
Okay. If you have an emoji and you want to share it with us, folks, we can share it on the stream. So feel free to do that. Thank you, Lori. Those are awesome. We've got, the phones are going haywire. What's the deal? What if we have to make an emergency call?
We probably should use our personal cells then.
No, but that's going to be affected too. Mike on the social media, he texted a microphone, a movie camera, a box of popcorn, and a star. I assume that was specifically geared toward Nightlight because of what we talk about and the subject matter. So that's awesome, Mike. Thank you. Mike also texted me the other day, and he said, you no doubt know Mike Strelo is from Marinette. Like, he's just having my back. But I'm like, what? Like, how in the dark would I have to be to book this guy on the show and have no idea Mike had a connection to Marinette?
And have him take the Marinette quiz.
No, Mike's awesome. He always helps me out. He's found us a few guests, actually. And he was an extra in The Godfather of Green Bay.
Yeah.
He was the guy who was squatting in the woods. It was phenomenal acting, but he was a real sport and a great guy. Matt Harper on social media. Oh, is that the rock and roll sign, the two fingers up? You got the pinky and the index finger, and then your thumb is holding down the two middle fingers. I think that just means rock and roll. Conrad, did you see Matt Harper's?
Yeah.
It's rock and roll,
rock
right?
Star.
Yeah.
Rock star.
Because the other one's hang loose with just the thumb and the...
Okay, I use that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Thank you, Matt. Awesome. Rock rap artist. Love Matt. JB Thompson, guy behind the guy. Dan Davies has the best collection of emojis. Dan has been on the show. And Dan says, Coolio. If a guy uses the word Coolio, I guarantee he uses emojis.
Oh, yeah.
That just lends itself, that kind of language. And he says, Dan Davies, please share one. And I think Dan shared a kitty cat or something. A kitty cat rocking out. I think this is just a personal conversation these two gentlemen are having on our text line. But thank you for playing, guys. Nikki Surjav, our pal Nikki. Miss her so much. Least favorite, thumbs up. She says, I loathe this emoji. Boy, that's a strong... I'm kind of indifferent. It's like, all right, it's an emoji. I don't love it or hate it, but
you know, I
Nikki
guess
hates it.
She probably doesn't like it because instead of getting an actual answer, some people just put a...
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I can't be bothered by actually typing to you, so here's a thumbs up. I get that. Todd Michaels says, light bulb. What's the other one Todd had on there? I like the light bulb. I don't know what the light bulb's for, though. Hey, we have a phone call?
Yes.
Who do we got on the phone?
Oh, we got Cindy from Appleton.
Oh, love Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
Pete, good. How are you?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, my least favorite emoji is the poop emoji.
Although it makes a good point,
but it's kind of gross.
It is gross. It's like, it reminds me, like, I got to go clean up after my dog or something. It's terrible. That's a great. Do you have one you like or one you actually use, Cindy?
Well, smiley face, I guess, is my favorite. But, you know, the like I say, the poop one just kind of turns me right off.
It kind of ruins your day.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate the call. Have a great night. Ronnie on the text line from the 920. Oh, he did the one with the, or maybe it's a she, I don't know, but the, with the eyes looking straight ahead, but the eyeballs are looking up and there's just a nothing expression. I love that one too. I also like the emoji with the little yellow face, obviously, but it has the glasses on and it's just like kind of a nothing expression, just glasses. I like that one too. Can we squeeze a call in, Conrad?
Yeah, this is Ollie from the Northwoods.
All right. Ollie, what's up?
Hi. Well, being a foodie, I like any of the food emojis.
Oh, sure.
And I'm borrowing my grandson's Android phone, and they have a ton more emojis than the iPhone does.
Oh, is that right?
But I wanted to say that because of the game last night, I didn't get to hear your whole program, but I was listening in the morning when your newspaper guy was out and about.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say what was in my pocket was a set of keys because I have been bothered by bears coming and getting in my garbage. And so I use the key. I sleep with the key, and that way
I can just
push the car alarm and scares the bear away.
Ollie, that is awesome. We got to run. We're about to get cut off by a break. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
You need some scary emojis for the bears. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Peach Wabba.
All right. One of my favorite times of the week here on Nightlight is our Popcorn Pick of the Week. And I always seem to, you know, we get some films that are popular or that you're not surprised by, and that's fine too, because sometimes they're great films and you just forget about them. And then we get movies like we've had, like with Todd Alba. I don't even remember the name of Todd's, you know, but I have them all written down, but I love getting an obscure one that you don't see coming. So we have no idea what is in store for the pick of the week from our current guest, who is here tonight and going to make said pick. He is a Wisconsin comedian. He's also done radio. He teaches comedy. He's got a new special. He's all over the place. I think he's written several books, too. He's a man of letters, and he's here tonight on Nightlight, Dobie Maxwell. Hey, buddy.
Or Pete of Schwabba, thanks for having me back. It's a treat. You know, when Johnny gives you the, you know, it used to be when he gave you the one of these.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing. I was great on the first time. I'm thinking, I wonder if we had a good time. You called and asked me back. I got the call from Conrad. I am delighted. So I made the cut. Thank you.
Dude, first of all, you know, sometimes you were awesome. That was a lot of fun. And sometimes you just kind of forget. You know what it's like. You've done radio and you're like, oh, yeah, sure. I got to have Dobie on again. So I'm glad you made the time. Thank you.
Love the show.
How you been?
You know, it's I was assaulted in a parking lot, and it's like when you assault a comedian, dude, I'm pretty laid back. It really is a hard to, and I'm a guest on a sports talk show in the Milwaukee area, and I've been walking now. I had type 2 diabetes. I got diagnosed. I've been walking 1,100 straight days of 10,000 steps a day. That's about 5 miles. So I went in there and I brought a veggie tray and people made fun of me and it was fun. So now it's become a tradition. When I go in, I bring a veggie tray. So I stopped at the grocery store, pick it up. I'm in the car. We've all been in this situation. It's you're right by the front door, 5 miles an hour. You're trying to leave the grocery store parking lot. There was I don't want to call her a woman. It was a female. The NFL draft just was. She would have been about a third or fourth round nose tackle to edge rusher. Large woman, and which is fine. You know what? Hey, we all have our thing.
Right.
And she thought I was trying to hit her. I'm doing 5 miles an hour, Pete. Really. And she comes up and she just starts yelling and screaming and goes from zero to I'll kill you and learn how to drive. And she's swearing at me. So I'm thinking, I got to diffuse this with humor. You know what I'm saying? She's in a bad mood, probably had a bad life. My window's down. I said, hey, sweetie pants, are you coming on to me? You talk to me like that. You got to buy me dinner. Okay, come on now. Let's just calm down a little bit. Pete, she walks up a foot from my face and spits right in my eye. Spits in my face. Have you ever had that happen? I have never had that happen.
Wow.
In my life. And I'm thinking, okay, this is assault. Now, do I have to go home and boil my face? Do I have to drink bleach?
Maybe.
It could be, you know, COVID or trench mouth or foot and mouth or hoof and mouth, whatever it is. So I'm thinking, okay, this day and age, every parking lot in America probably has to be filmed. So I'm going to go in. I'm going to report it. Like, just look, this is not good. I'm trying to, you know, be nice here. I'm not trying to hit anybody.
Yeah.
So she got this big piece of luggage, and I'm assuming it was a purse. And I looked at her and I said, "What's that? Your feed bag?" And she turns around and clocks me right in the face. My glasses go flying. I'm laughing. I'm thinking, nothing good can happen here. If I attack her, which I'm not a violent person, but if I attack her, I beat up a woman. If she beats me, I got beat up by a woman. Nothing good is going to happen in this situation. So I had to go fill out a police report, and they looked at the video. It's like John Madden with the telestrator. It's like, well, we can't really be, we can't be sure that she spit in your face. And I was late for the radio show, so I had to go there. And the guy said, I saw it wasn't his fault. She spit at him. It took two men to tackle her down, and I had to leave. I had to be on the radio station. So I think I broke my finger. I'm left-handed, but my right.
Looks a little swollen there, yeah.
It looks like a bratwurst.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my left knee is messed up, so it messes my walk. So you know what? I'm thinking, okay, I got to watch my smart mouth. There's a lot of people that are just ready to go in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just ticking time bombs. And I'm thinking, you know what? You got to shut your mouth sometimes.
You know, there's so much to unpack there. I have to go back to
that. Sorry to start with that, but that's what's happening.
And that's a great intro. And, who made fun of you? First of all, okay, you're in Wisconsin. You show up with a veggie tray and someone makes fun of you. That seems wrong. That was the first red flag of the whole story.
Well, you're radio guys. You're just friends. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
They're teasing me. They're guys on the show. So okay. I said, hey, I'm bringing it. So I said, let's get some shrubbery, run them through the pipes.
Sure.
I dropped some weight. I've been working out really good. So it started out as a joke. Now, every time I go in about once every week or two.
Yeah.
And I bring it. It's just it costs a couple bucks. It's just fun. That's we talk so about funny. It on the air. It's just, hey, Dobe's here. He brought his veggie tray.
You are right, though. Like, you have to be ready. Like, you almost can't. Like, I've never been, since I've been about 30, probably, mm-hmm. I haven't been afraid to confront people. If something's BS.
Sure.
And now, I got to be honest, it's not like I'm just more hesitant because things escalate so quickly. You don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know if they have a gun. It's a terrible time to confront people.
It's under 5 seconds to I'll kill you. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I was closer. Dude, it's 5 miles an hour. We've all been in that situation. It's a grocery store. Move your tuchus, honey. Let's go. It's like it's cars. You got to cross the thing. But she just rage and anger. I'm thinking, okay, she probably had a hard life. I'm not trying to be, but I try to diffuse it with humor. And she was not in a laughing mood. I'll say that.
You said she went up to the window. I thought you were going to say, and we're now registered at Bed Bath & Beyond. But it went the other way. And I can't, do you think you could have taken her? Let's say you guys did throw down.
No, I would say in the WWE, she would have been a light heavyweight champion. She was a big woman there. And she had the red hair, looked like, Ronald McDonald with a condition. And it's just, you know, the tattoos. And I don't want to be stereotyped. I don't judge people. I really don't. I've had a hard life. I'm just trying to get through.
Sure.
But to go from that, you know, I'm trying to say, okay, let's have a laugh about it. I got too close. I'm sorry. But this was not a...
I'm glad you're okay, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's scary. Very unsettling to hear that right out of the
gate. Let's talk happy things, man. It is so if you're up in Krivitz and somebody, you know, I think in the city, that's why I like, you know, the hinterlands. You don't get that in Rhinelander.
No.
Oh, come on over for the Packer draft.
True. That's true.
Did you watch the draft? Now, I know you're a Bears fan. It's totally cool. But
yeah.
every football fan watches the draft, no matter where you happen to be in Green Bay this year. But you watch it, and you just assuming your name's going to get called.
Well, I wasn't assuming my name was going to get called, but I did watch, and we talked a little bit about it because Conrad took some time off and went over to the draft. Were you happy with how things unfolded?
You know what? I just think it's cool, you know, because we're never going to, how many people actually get to experience that?
Yeah.
And not even just get drafted in the first round and you're on TV and everybody's in your living room. It's just a cool thing. Most people don't get. I would love the backup punter, the Buffalo Bills draft, Pete Schwabba. Right. Caucasian end arounder.
I do think I've reached a point in my life where I live vicariously. I can relate to people sitting in the living room and I'm genuinely happy for them. I'm like, this is what a great moment this must be for this person, you know? Except to people who like Shedeur Sanders, like we were talking about. You know, I don't know what the guy's deal is. I don't know what happened, but that was getting a little weird.
You know, it was, and you look at a situation where, hey, okay, his dad's an NFL coach. Well, you know what? If you had a kid, you would protect your kid too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deion Sanders could be a little, I look at it, it's like, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Maybe I thought everybody liked him, though. I thought Deion Sanders was really popular with, like, the NFL alumni, and but I don't know anything about it, so who knows?
And Shadur seems, you know, he had a good college career, and his teammate went number two, and it's like, hey, he's got a great chance now to prove everybody wrong. Okay, I'm going to come in there
right.
and be good. So I look at it as a positive. Wish the guy well. I don't wish sure. anybody bad.
Well, all right, let's get this popcorn pick going here, and then we'll talk about, you got some other cool stuff we have to talk about. My guest is Dobie Maxwell. He is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Dobie's a comedian, Wisconsin-based. He's lived all over, though, but I know he loves his home state, and he's got a few things we'll get to in just a minute. But I want to ask you, like, how do you watch movies, Dobie? Are you a theater guy or at home?
I thought about this when you approached me. I love this concept. I'm old school and I'm cheap. Okay, which I don't know. That's gonna be. And I'm from Wisconsin, so I went to a rummage sale maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it was so funny. This married couple, they're moving out of their house, and this guy had about 400 or 500 DVDs in the binders.
Yeah.
And
wow.
They were really all the guy movies, all the Star Wars, all the Godfathers, all the Die Hard movies, just everything. And I just got a wild hair up my nose. And I said, how much for all of these? And his wife perked up. You could have them all for $100 because she wanted them gone. You could tell that was a big bone of contention. She wanted them gone.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, well, that's all. I said, well, sold $100. So before he could say no, I bought them. So I went through them all and I figured it out. They come to about 14 cents. A DVD for all these, and there's great movies in there.
Gosh.
And there's like 400 of them, and all the guy movies in there. So I'm thinking, okay, I have a DVD player, is like $40 at Menards has them, and I pop in movies, and I own them. I can watch them as many times as I want to. I can put them on pause. I can change my transmission fluid. I can do whatever I want to and watch them. That's how I like to watch movies. And you say what? Wow. I like to make my own food and watch them. So that's probably not the sexy answer. But that's how I like to
watch. However you do it. I mean, I know there's this big movement now to try to get people back to the theater. I'm all for that. I love going.
I love going
to the movies, but I probably watch more at home than I do in the theater just by way of convenience. So, no, I think that's a great answer. What's the last film you've seen in the theaters, Dobie?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. It's been a while, and I can't. That's a good. You caught me off guard there. I can't.
The Godfather.
It's been that long. The Godfather, Green Bay. No, I saw that.
I honestly,
I think it was. I really don't recall.
Okay.
Took me off guard.
Yeah. Do you? I love the. I do see DVDs at garage sales once in a while, and I don't go to many of them. But if it's like on the way home, and I see something, I'll stop. But I rarely like the movies. Like, it'll be like a 70s or like Steven Seagal movies or something. I wouldn't even pay 14 cents for something like that. But like, I also hate, this is what drives me crazy when I'm walking through the garage sale and the owner is bird dogging me, trying to give me the history of every little item. I'm like, I'm not going to do the same thing you did with your stuff. Just back off and let me, you know, kind of visualize this end table in the basement, you know?
Sure.
So, but anyway, what is your, do you like, let's do this, Dobie. If you were watching a movie in a theater and a bunch of people were talking, and I run into this often in Marinette, it's either older people who think they're in their living room and they talk loud, or the kids who are in there just hanging out and wanted to pay $10 to do it. I don't get that either. But what would you do? Do you confront them or do you just kind of let it pass?
You know, I try to be nice. And after this latest incident, I don't know if I'm going to confront anybody in my life. You know, I'll get whacked at the old folks home. But I like to, you know, do the whole cough thing, like like you got whooping cough, like, you know, go right behind them. You try to be nice about it. It's like, shh. And some people, depending on where you are, will react to that. But we all paid to get in. Isn't it fair? Talk afterwards. Go outside
absolutely.
And talk. You don't have to.
I did that too. And Conrad, I told you this when I went to see, I think it was Long Legs, kind of a creepy movie.
Okay.
And I get in there and I sit down. I'm the only one in the theater. So I kind of want somebody else to show up so I'm not on my phone like I could be in my living room. So this couple comes in and they sit. I'm in the last row. They sit right in front of me. Like it's their favorite spot. You got the whole theater and they sit right in front of me. So I had to be the guy to leave and go somewhere else in the theater. Oh, God, that drove me crazy.
Now that's cool. What I would have done is just reached over and got help myself to popcorn and snow caps. You know, taking a suck off the big Pepsi. When you sit that close, you're paying for my snacks.
I believe you. I believe that you would do that.
I would. That would be
do you have a favorite genre, Dobe, of movie you like to watch?
You know, the guy movies, the mob movies are kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like stuff you'd never do. And comedy, I don't know, as a comedian, do you watch comedies? I do once, you know, it's hard to get me. Again, I love Godfather Green Bay. It exceeded my expectations. It was wonderful. But not a lot of comedies do. What the mass is
I'm with you.
I don't tend to think it's funny. I know disrespect there, but yeah. We're comedians. We think differently.
And I'm with you. I like to watch something different typically. If there's like a new comedy that's all the rage and it's a good movie and not just a silly one line, you know, whatever, I'll do it. But all right, we're going to get Dobie's pick. We're going to do a very quick break and then we'll come back. And I've got a couple more questions for Dobe. We'll get his popcorn pick of the week. And then we're going to talk about his new comedy special, which is pretty cool. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He's the greatest dancer of the world. The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. It is a pleasure to be here tonight, and thank you for being with me, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite or least favorite emoji? So send those in, and if you want to send a picture with your text, we can share that on the stream as well. We've got some good ones so far, and we will get to texts in just a little while. Right now, usually our popcorn pick of the week is done by now, but
okay.
That story was so epic. I don't mind.
Thanks, man.
It's
I'm
worth
sorry
it.
To slow it down.
No.
I have a favorite emoji too. Can we? The one
absolutely.
With the party hat where they're, you know, blowing the yeah. noisemaker.
Right. That's a
I
great
like
one.
That one.
I like
that's
that one too.
Idea.
And I like the guy in the disco outfit is kind of discoing. When I first saw
yeah,
that, I actually laughed. And
too.
Now I'm the guy that shares it. So let me ask you this, a couple more questions and we'll get your pick. Do you have a favorite movie star or someone you'll just go see a movie because this movie star or stars is in it?
Yeah, John C. Reilly, of all people.
Oh, nice.
I just think that guy, he does comedy,
he's
he does
great.
Drama, and he just, every movie he's in, I love. And the other one is Michael McKean. He is in everything.
Yeah.
He's in Spinal Tap. He is in Better Call Saul. He's in just all my favorite movies. He was Lenny or Squiggy. Not that I love that show, but I grew up in Milwaukee. I would love to meet him and say, "You, if you're in it, I'll watch it."
He's one of those guys, I don't know when he achieved this, or there are certain guys that get to that point in their career where everybody just wants them in their project. And he's great as an actor. He's funny. He just can do everything. And that's a great, those are
probably
two,
a good guy too. Like in comedy, it's like, you have to be the funniest. No, you got to be good in the car.
Right,
if I'm riding
the
Marinette, you know, Pete's a good guy. You are funny, but you're good in the car.
I'd rather be with a guy on the road who's good in the car than on stage. Cause on stage
absolutely.
I can walk out of the room, but if you're stuck with someone in the car, it's trouble.
It's totally trouble.
All right. So, what was I going to ask you? Okay. So what is your favorite movie snack, Dobe, when you're watching movies in the theater or at home, or is it the same thing?
Well, in the theater, actually, I like Raisinets and Goobers because I like the raisins and the peanuts.
Nice.
It's got to be a mix.
You eat them together.
I do eat them together.
Interesting.
And I know that's
okay.
probably against the movie snack laws. And I don't know, but it's because double, it's only, you know, it's $14 for one box. So you got to have two.
Right.
But I do like that. And at home, I know this is weird. I grew up in Wisconsin. I have an affinity for liverwurst. I just do. Braunschweiger, a good Braunschweiger is great. I love it in a sandwich form. And I have a good thick liverwurst sandwich. I love sauerkraut. I know that's bad. I eat weird stuff, but that's what I like. And if I'm home watching these DVDs, I can do it. So nobody has to do it but me.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't have to bother anybody else.
What you're making a face, Conrad. What is that face like? I don't like that food, or I do like that food.
My dad has been trying to get me to try liverwurst for probably my whole life, and I still will not do it.
What
Conrad,
it?
It'll open new vistas in your personality.
What is it? What is Braunschweiger too? Is that just sausage?
No, it's liverwurst. It's liverwurst. I don't know if it's the German word for it.
Okay.
But it's just like using her. It's a good Braunschweiger. Like at the store, they have the cheap ones. I don't know what part of the pig or any other critter that they chop off, but Braunschweiger means the creme de la creme.
Probably best not to ask questions.
No,
I did that too. Whenever we would come to Milwaukee, my mom's family it was from Milwaukee. The Murphys were Milwaukee's, were from Milwaukee. And my Uncle Pat would use the, my mom's brother would put the raw hamburger with onions,
cannibal sandwiches,
and salt and pepper on rye bread.
Yes, sir.
And I tried one just to try it, and I don't know why people eat that. Is it a badge of honor? Is it kind of like...
Well, I think it comes from about 14 Pabst Blue Ribbons, and it's just washing the mouth out. But what I like to do, that's a New Year's Eve tradition in where I come from in Wisconsin.
Well, that I get. Yeah, if you make an event somehow, but just eating
I'll eat it 24-7.
All right,
I like it. If I'm going to the electric chair, that's what I'm having. Cannibal sandwiches, liverwurst.
And everybody at the prison will be like, what did he ask for?
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pulling the switch myself.
What about the movie, Dobe?
Which one did I pick?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What about if you're at the movie? What's your favorite? Oh, you said, I'm sorry. You told me Raisinets.
No, that's okay. Like Goobers and Raisinets together. Got to be the peanuts and the raisins together.
We got a text on the stream. PJ says, liverwurst is, and then emojis, green face.
Give me the bar face. A
puke emoji. And then says those are also my favorite emojis. All right. I think we're ready. Conrad, drum roll, please. Let's get Dobe Maxwell, comedian Dobe Maxwell's popcorn pick of the week.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, nice.
Reynolds, Jackie Gleason.
Awesome.
1970. Here's the reason I picked that. Now, most comedians, now you seem like a normal guy, Pete, and I really respect you and I like you and I think you're really funny.
Appreciate
most
that.
Comedians are just whacked out. I mean, they say, you know, that whole troublesome childhood. I call it a dented can. My dad was a biker. I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandparents fought like cats and dogs. And the reason I say Smokey and the Bandit, one of the only times I remember all three of us getting along in the same room, I was about 15 when that movie came out, and they took me to see it. So, and we all laughed, everybody. And that movie's got everything in it. It's got car chases. It's got the hot chick, Sally Field. It's got jokes. It's got country music. It's got everything you like. Burt Reynolds is the hot guy at the time. Not that I was interested in that. But I just watched it in my stash that I bought that was in there. I watched it about a week ago. It still holds up. And from Jackie Gleason in Buford Justice, the lines in there, to go from Ralph Cramden to Buford T. Justice. That's some range. And laugh out loud to this day, I thought it was hilarious. I love that movie.
My favorite line is a Jackie Gleason line from that movie when his kid says he has to go to he has to let him off on the side of the road to go pee. And Jackie Gleason says, well, give it a fast shake. Like it's just, I don't remember much about the movie, but I do remember laughing hysterically when it came out. And I've got a Burt Reynolds story for you, Dobe, we could do after the news.
Let me hear it. That'd be great.
Let's do it. We'll do the news and Tricky Nicky on the... on the text line says, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. And then a thumbs up emoji. Fantastic. Thank you, Tricky. All right, Dobe Maxwell is here. The popcorn pick of the week is in. It is Smokey and the Bandit. We're coming right back. I'm going to tell a Burt Reynolds story, and then we're going to talk about Dobe's new comedy special. That's all coming up after intermission, where Nightlight, where Civic Media's news team, rather, keeps you informed.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.